battles in Ukraine's second largest city. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Russian forces are gaining ground in Kharkiv as Ukrainian soldiers and civilians try to beat back the onslaught. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called the Russian offensive state terrorism, and he says the attacks should be investigated by an international war crimes tribunal.
He has shown himself and posted videos of himself multiple times, really showing the world and showing his people that he's here to stay, that he's not leaving. He said Russia intends to try to destroy him and destroy Ukraine. He says it's not going to happen.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in the capital of Kyiv. The U.S. has authorized another $350 million in assistance to Ukraine, and economic sanctions against Moscow are building.
The U.S. and allies have also now committed to a scaled-back version of the so-called nuclear option here. That would be the blocking of certain Russian banks from the SWIFT banking system. The hope there is to bolster the sweeping sanctions already announced.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Ukrainians by the hundreds of thousands are fleeing the fighting.
The UN High Commissioner on Refugees is estimating the number of people who have elected to leave their homes and flee to safety is a little shy of 400,000. Some of the people cannot leave, and those are the people you see retreating to the underground bunkers. The subways are being used as shelter, and the cycle of life continues. In one of these underground subways, a 23-year-old woman has given birth while the fighting raged overhead.
Fox's Mike Tobin in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. There's been communication between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israel's prime minister. The office of Naftali Bennett tells Fox News they spoke today amid the escalating tensions with Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Tuesday night, President Biden will make his case to the nation when he delivers his first State of the Union speech. The speech comes as the country copes with a number of crises, the COVID-19 pandemic, surging inflation, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
In the latest Fox News polling, just 31% of respondents were satisfied with the direction of the country. That's the lowest the number's been since 2013. 58% said the country is worse off than it was a year ago. Ahead of the CDC's announcement Friday, loosening mask-wearing guidance, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the president had been working on the speech and speaking with his COVID team.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, following the State of the Union, President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Wisconsin. During a stop in Superior, the president will discuss the bipartisan infrastructure law. As the conflict in Ukraine intensifies, one of Russia's most popular exports is getting the cold shoulder in Canada and beyond.
Ontario's finance minister directing liquor control officials to have stores remove Russian vodka and other Russian alcoholic products. The Canadian press saying those products will be yanked from nearly 700 stores across the province. Stores in Manitoba, New Brunswick, British Columbia, and Newfoundland were also taking similar action. In the U.S., liquor store owners in Kansas, Oregon, and Michigan are among retailers pulling hundreds of dollars worth of Russian vodka off of their shelves. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Madonna has a new follower on Instagram, and it happens to be the president of Ukraine. On Friday, the singer took to social media to voice her support for Ukraine, and she posted a video made by a fan that shows her dancing while images of the Russian invasion play in the background. Some critics call the video tone-deaf and narcissistic. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.